Hello?
Hey, Daryl, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, Tina. How you doing?
So sorry. I got your two messages yesterday, and I was swamped. Mondays are the worst, so I had you on my agenda to call back, but I apologize. I'm a day late.
That's all right. I stopped bothering you, and then I got a... I was like, okay, all right, cool. I'm calling customer service. All right. I'm not even going to keep...
Oh, my gosh.
Tina's busy because I know she knows I called, so she's busy.
Yeah, usually I'll just send a little, and agent will call
nice.
You back. Yeah, but I didn't want to send that.
She's
going to
make me be nice
knew-
and settle me down and make me think everything's okay, and I'm not going to get to
how,
my
how,
agenda because I want to be mean and I want to be mad, and I got Charlene. And I was like, damn
how did
it.
She do?
Damn it, I'm trying to be mean, Charlene. She's like,
yeah.
Yeah, I know who you are. It's been a long time.
A
she said, but
star.
I know who
yeah.
you are. She said, I was like, so you know what I'm trying to do here? And she's like, pretty much.
Oh, good.
But she ended
yeah,
up
helping
me do the splash page. She's actually doing the stuff that those other guys were saying that they're going to do, pretty much. She kind of just did
oh,
it.
I'm happy. She's the best. You know, she's been here, like, as long as I have, but she's in customer service, so she's really good. Yeah, I'm happy that you got her. So
I
think I'll put
and,
a note on the account.
And then she was talking about
that,
Kelly, and she was like, yeah, mm-hmm. Kelly does she used to do the onboarding. You might remember her. She's still here. I was like, yeah.
Kelly Morgan.
Put Kelly on the phone. Yeah, put Kelly on the phone. Kelly, yeah, I know Kelly. And she was like, I was like, Kelly who? I was like, what's her last name? She's like, Kelly Morgan. And I was like, yeah, put her on the phone. Tell her to call me. And she was like, I'm sorry. Actually, I shouldn't have said her last name because Kelly's not taking calls. I was like, oh, okay, I got promoted, huh? Okay.
Yeah, Kelly actually was pinged on your account yesterday when you called me. I didn't want to call you back blindly, plus I was swamped, so I had sent a, like, group chat out to that department asking them why Google sent you another PIN verification when James already did the phone, and he said sometimes Google just triggers that, and, you know, that's the way it is, and you'll get it in 5 days. I'm like, okay, what about Bing? And then Laura got involved, which is, like, all the way up there next to Dave, and she tagged Kelly, and she said, Kelly, make sure he has the Bing listing. So Kelly's working on that for you. So Kelly does, like, more of the behind the scenes now with the directories and the posts and the updates and more of the technical aspect of it. So, yeah, so she doesn't take client calls.
Like, you should have just told him he's going to check.
Yeah, yeah, you know what happened though? On your dashboard, have you seen the dashboard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I went back into the back office and did a little bit more extensive research, and I saw that of all the directories that they listed you to, 34 of them are active. So you're starting to pop up everywhere. The Bing one said under verification, and so does the Google one. And those are the ones that are most important, which is why they take longer. But there's all these little ones like Brown Book, Chamber of Commerce, City Search, City Squares. All of these, I actually went through the back office and I viewed them individually just to make sure they're active. So if you want to view them, when you go into your dashboard, and you click on the directories, some of them, if you click on them, they won't take you to your page. That just means that they're still pending. But the ones that are active, if you click on them, they'll take you right to your page. So you'll see that you're starting to pop up everywhere.
I know. They're really cute. I don't care about
yep.
them, though, Tina.
I know. Well, I know that you were telling me.
I'll trade all of them for the Google one right now. Let's trade. But no, I know it takes time, but I know that, you know, balls get dropped every now and then, so I'm just checking this, make sure all the balls have air in them, that's all. And then when you didn't
yeah.
pick up yesterday, I was like, good, because I don't want to be nice anyways. And then Charlene picked up,
so
and I was like, this isn't working. Can you just be testing somebody that I could be mean to, please?
Someone that I could be mean to.
Want to yell at someone.
Daryl, you could be mean to me. I have thick skin. You know that.
No, I can't. I'm married to a Samoan.
I know how to.
I know the price you gave me, too. So I was like, I have to be careful with Tina. I can't be
too
careful.
Yeah. Thank you, dear. Yeah, I'm taking care
of
you.
They don't know that.
Remember.
They don't know that. They don't know that.
Yeah.
Though, so that's not between that's between me and you. So.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
And then
yeah.
Charlene was just so efficient and thorough. She went through all of them and then went through the ones that were working and went through the ones that weren't working. And I was like, I'm not mad anymore.
You know what? She does a better job at that stuff than I do because, you know, I'm more on the front end, the sales, the failed payments, helping
you're
the
working.
Closers. I don't do a lot of the customer support stuff, so I'm going to put a note on your account. That moving forward, any customer service issues that you prefer to be handled by Shalette, because she is very professional.
I call her Charlene. Yeah, Shalette. I think I call her
yeah,
Charlene.
Yeah, it's Shalette. It's the same thing. I mean, I knew who you were talking about, Shalette. Yeah, because she's just so awesome. And I think she actually had dashed me to call you like months ago. I think you were wanting to set up something months ago. And she said, hey, I think, you know, he used to be a closer here. Do you remember him? And I think he wants to sign up. And I thought, no, he probably doesn't want to sign up. Yeah. So let me just put a note in here that then moving forward. So are you going to be on the lookout for that new pin? Because I know they sent you an email.
Yeah. Well, no, they sent me a text message, but.
I see the email, too. You will receive a Google PIN verification postcard. So let me make sure that we have the correct email on file that you're getting them. Daryl.Hamilton@solar-360.com.
Nope.
Nope. Okay, that's why you didn't get it. Okay, so give me a better email.
SolarDaryl@Outlook.com.
SolarDaryl@Outlook.com. Kelly just sent me a message about your Bing listing. Let me see what it says here. I'm going to tell her you said hi.
Don't lighten her up.
You know what? She's with a big muscle guy now. She moved down to San Diego, and we all work remotely. So she's with this, because I'm still friends with her on Facebook, with this huge, like, bodybuilder type guy. He's kind of scary looking, too. You should see him. So,
knock his ass out,
too. Huh? You
knock
will?
His buff ass out.
How come it's always like that with a big guy? Everybody wants to fight him. He's probably a big teddy bear, and he just looks intimidating.
Well, you got to pump up all those muscles and all those steroids because you can't fight.
Right?
You know, bluff
maybe
muscles.
That's what.
Ah, you can't even move, bro. You can't move. You can't even wipe your boo-boo.
Right, exactly. That's true if you're that bad.
Sorry, man, I play football. That shit don't fool me. But anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
You got to be able to move if you want to get me, but you got to be able to move because I'm moving. But.
I'm telling her he says hi.
No, tell her I said I'll knock her that dude out.
No, I'm not going to tell her that. I never met him, so. I just saw him on her social media, and he looks, I mean, they look like they're very happy, but I'm just very impressed because, you know her, she's always been into kombucha and organic everything and health in general, so, I mean, she's, like, on that track, too, where I bet they're spending X amount of hours a day in the gym, and, you know, so, good for her, that's great, so.
I don't even know what kombucha is, but.
Oh, you don't? Oh, my gosh.
I'm about to
so
find out,
kombucha,
though.
Yeah, you are. Kombucha is like fermented. It's if you've ever like smelled apple cider vinegar and it has all those little particles like floating around in it, you can buy them now at there's kombucha bars where you can go in and get the ones that are sitting in barrels that are really spoiled and fermented and it's supposed to be really good for your gut. But you can buy them now at, like, Target or anywhere. And they taste, like, very bitter, but they're supposed to be so healthy for you. And I remember even while we were still in the office, Kelly was always drinking those kombuchas.
Sounds like dirt.
My, My daughter drinks them. She'll come in sometimes and she'll open a bottle. She'll go, ooh, do you want to taste this? And I'm like, no, but I, like you said, but I have a feeling you're going to make me taste it. Yeah. I want you to taste it. Yeah.
Like the bacteria for your gut bacteria, stuff like that. That's cool.
Yeah. I told her, I don't have a problem with my gut. I really don't want to taste it. Oh, no, no, you have to. I'm like, oh gosh, here we go.
I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to run real quick.
Okay. So. You got it. Okay, so I put your new email address on file at least. So moving forward, you'll get that. And then moving forward, Shalette will be your contact at customer support. And then just so it gets to you, it's Solar Daryl with one L, right? Daryl at Outlook.com. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Wrong.
I know some people spell it with two L's, and it always throws me off because I remember yours was one, so just checking.
That's wrong.
Okay,
yeah,
you have
it'll throw you off.
That's like Matthew Santucci used to always say, I'm not Matt. That's like a doormat. I'm Matthew. I'm like, okay. Okay, Tucci, whatever you want. So have a great week, Daryl. Always nice talking to you.
All right. Thanks, team.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.